President Bush joins 15 leaders from the European Union today for a summit in Sweden, but neutrality will not be on display. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports the meeting will highlight just how sharply the U.S. and Europe are divided on several key issues.
Police expect some 15 to 25,000 demonstrators to converge on the Swedish port of Gothenburg to decry the policy direction the Bush administration has taken. Firstly, Mr. Bush's plans to develop a missile defense shield have drawn heat across Europe this week. The shield has been ridiculed as a unilateral gambit that will cost huge sums of money and friends in Europe. President Bush took issue with that characterization at a news conference in Brussels yesterday.
Unilateralists don't come around the table to listen to others and to share opinion. Unilateralists don't ask opinions of world leaders. I count on the advice of our friends and allies. I'm willing to consult on issues. Sometimes we don't agree, and I readily concede that. But there's a lot more that we agree upon than we disagree about.
Yet Paris and the other European capitals failed to see why the 1972 U.S.-Russian anti-ballistic missile treaty must be abandoned in order to build a U.S. defense shield. If the missile defense is to protect against a handful of rogue nations spoiling for nuclear trouble, that can surely be done without undermining Russia, they say. European newspapers have dissected every morsel of the president's visit. Even the itinerary is fair game. The headlines of one British paper asked, "Why is Bush ignoring Berlin, Paris, and London?" The president may wish he'd headed for the luminous capitals of Germany or France instead when he sees what the Prime Minister of Sweden has in store. Sweden's Prime Minister Göran Persson heads a center-left government that is outraged over what President Bush has done by walking away from the Kyoto Accord on climate change. The president is likely to face polite but pointed questions from summiteers and their ministers. There is genuine fury over what many see as a high-handed approach on global warming that elevates the short-term economic interests of the United States above the long-term global ones. The likeliest outcome on the environment today is an agreement to disagree. President Bush's wholehearted endorsement of the death penalty has also caused a wave of public revulsion in Europe that demonstrators at the summit will no doubt register. The record number of executions in the United States has left many Europeans with the impression that the values practiced in the U.S. have become markedly different from those of Europe. Every EU country has either abolished or suspended the death penalty. Sweden's prime minister says he would like to see the EU become a counterweight to the United States. In advance of the summit, he reportedly told anti-globalization protesters, "It's one of the few institutions we can develop as a balance to U.S. world domination." The summit could emphasize how closely the EU and U.S. work together in crisis areas of the Middle East and the Balkans. But this EU-U.S. summit will tend to showcase differences. Europe is more united and closely integrated today than ever before. The common enemies of the U.S. and Europe have receded, but few interests have arisen to take their place. President Bush comes to Europe at a time when the knot that binds the European partners to the U.S. is unraveling. That is the unspoken subtext in today's discussions on transatlantic ties. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Gothenburg, Sweden.